to the countries of origin. So because China is such a big place, I would just stick to calling it the Wuhan virus. Kung flu? No. And I don't think anybody's really written in the history books will be the Corona 19, not the Kung flu.
Mm-hmm.
When we're that far away. But I wouldn't necessarily look at that as racist. And I know there's a lot of misinformation about things that he said. And again, I'm not the biggest fan of this guy. But mm-hmm. When, like, the good people on both sides of the aisle thing, a minute after he says that, he's talking about, I'm not talking about the white nationalists, I'm not talking about the white supremacists, they need to be called out bigly. I believe he actually said bigly, because he's Trump. But that was a minute after that he said that. And he said that he, then there are still people in the media that say that he is never, you know, called out that what happened in Charlottesville. Well, and he has quite a few times in the same speech, and they want to paint him as a racist. And the thing that irritates me the most, because that's just one dude, but everybody who voted for him is being labeled as being okay with racism. That I'm going to push back on. You know, people voted for Trump for a lot of reasons. I don't think they actually voted for him because he was perceived to be a racist. Especially in, I've watched a Vice documentary about a real white supremacist, a real Klans guy, and they followed him around. And they said, yeah, we hate Trump because he let his daughter marry a dirty Jew, which was the exact words out of that guy's mouth. I didn't say that. That guy is purely a piece of shit. So, so you think he gets unfairly hit with it, but he brings it upon himself. I think he likes this. I think he really, really likes this. But after a while, when the media just takes everything he says and warps it, because people who actually, because if a journalist is talking about how, you know, the good people on both sides, what did he mean by that? And he cleared it, and he cleared it exactly in the same speech. They're either not good at their jobs, or they're just partisan evilness. You know, I don't think he's as racist just about as anybody else. I know I was called a racist many times when I would criticize Obama's how he bailed out Wall Street, not the people. What does race have to do with that at all? You know, so aside from what if you want to address what I said about the Charlottesville case, what other cases do you have an issue with? Or times that he's perceived to be a racist?
I'll let his words speak for himself.
That's fair.
I don't think it's a perception thing, right? We can go all the way back into the very when he was even running for office, and regarding building the wall, and talking about Mexicans who are bringing in their people aren't bringing the best, and some of them are rapists and murderers, and so I can and. This goes back to what I said before. We can say at least one point in his administration, he's at least offended one community, whether it be the LGBTQ, whether it be, you know, immigrants, whether it be, you know, Asian community more so now, you know, Mexicans in the beginning of his administration, and treating like the African-American people as you know, look at here, look at my friend, right? You have many instances.
That's my African American.
Yeah, exactly. African Americans, they love me, right? So,
more than they love him more than any Republican candidate in the last 40 years. They're not really looking at, you know, the African American community. Historically, has not really looked to the Republican Party. So, I'm not saying that there's a majority in the African American community that supports Trump, but it's a higher number than it's been in 40 years.
Yeah. And I acknowledge that. I recognize that. I've seen like interviews and hearing their own points of views about it. You know, Black Republicans. It's interesting, though. I disagree. But it is. You're right. They do exist. They are out there. But at the end of the day, in regards of like, you know, what do we want in terms of a leader that will lead this nation? It will have to be a president who is conscious of what he says in regards to, you know, the various minorities that exist within America. And Trump is not the voice that would unite them, you know?
Yeah. Now the media is not helping, but he does, he tends to like want to, most of the time you see his speeches, he's there are people there that support him or is at least willing to work for him or at least leering. To hear him out and undecided with their voice.
Right.
But they're, yeah, no, he's not that leader, but I mean, we went through like I'd say, I mean, he's different than any president that I think I've, that happened in my lifetime. There's a bit of Reagan in him and I'm not a big fan of Reagan.
Interesting.
Yeah. Cause the guy knows how to work a room. But he doesn't realize that the people beyond that room